Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast today. Well, our topic today, we want to talk about how to overcome your setback. How to overcome a setback. You know, so many people, when they run into a setback in their life, instead of overcoming the setback, they get stuck in their situations because they allow the setback to overcome them. Now, this is a bigger problem than, you know, people may think, because people are able to cover up really, really well their problems and their situations. I know I've done it. And therefore, if we are always hiding behind some sort of a mask or hiding behind some sort of a facade, it's even much harder to face the reality that I'm just not living up to my God-given potential. I'm not living up to my God-given ability and my God-given skills. As a matter of fact, the reason that we wrote the book, Release Your Power, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are, because God had revealed to me that there are so many people who are just not living up to their God, divine, ordained potential life. And one of the reasons is that some people have allowed their setbacks in life. Now, let's look at some examples of what a setback can be. And that way, maybe, you know, people may recognize it. You may be dealing with someone on the job who may be in the situation. It may be a coworker. How frustrating it is to work alongside of someone who is not living up to their God-given potential. You may be in a relationship with someone. You may be married to someone. Again, how crushing and how horrible is that to be involved, living with, married to, engaged to a person who is not living up to their God-given potential. They are not releasing their power. They are not becoming who God really wants them to be. You may be in business with someone. It could be the same situation. You may own a business and have employees who are not living up to their God-given potential. So what does that look like? It looks like lack, unproductive, unproductivity, not able to reach the fullest potential of the business, not able to really manifest the dream, the goals, not able to achieve the greatness. You may be a school system. And when you, when you're a school system, you could have any number of people along the way, all the way from the head of the department, superintendents, principals, school leaders, teachers, and ultimately the students, who are just not living up to their fullest potential. And that's really some of the saddest situations and cases that there could be outside of the husband and wife, the parents. When you have parents who are not living up to their fullest potential, it puts a hindrance on the child before the child even gets started in life. And then if you send the child off to a school system where people there are also not living up to their fullest potential, who are still operating at these very limited lifestyles. And it's not about the material things. It's not about how much you have and how much you do. It's more about what you do. It's not about so much about how much you have. You cannot measure achievement only by what you have. Achievement has to be, we have to get to the point in the country and in the world where we are measuring achievement by what we do. You know, look at Mother Teresa. In terms of what she had herself, was not any grandiose stuff. She certainly didn't have the material wealth that an Oprah Winfrey had. However, she had such spiritual wealth. She had an amazing, unlimited amount of spiritual wealth. And what she was able to do and accomplish in her life was very, very great. Mahatma Gandhi was another one. You know, not maybe a lot of material wealth, but spiritual wealth. Spiritual wealth is much greater than material wealth. And I know that a lot of people didn't get that. And I don't want to say 47% like Mitt Romney, but it's a large amount of people that just don't get it. But we want you to get it. So now I'm going to do like the other part of Mitt Romney and say, well, I wasn't talking about the 47%. I'm talking about 100%. Well, we want 100% of the people to release their power, become a success in life, overcome your setbacks. And, you know, and again, as I travel around the country, just got back from Virginia Beach. We were there at a women's conference there and a women's leadership conference, and then we did an empowerment session on the beach. Then I stopped by a community outreach program for women who are, women and men for that matter, but this happened to be one for ladies who are, have been victims of domestic violence, and I got a chance to meet up with a church down there and meet some really nice women there who are in the community and reaching out to people who may be suffering. But when it boils down to it, that person who is suffering, who is a victim of abuse of any sort, they've had a setback. If you've had any type of negative impact from this economy, say you've lost your house, you lost your job, you lost your business as a result of the economy, or you lost a family member as a result, that's a setback. If you're holding on to negative feelings of resentment anger, fear, and it is stifling you. And it is, because you can't grow when you're holding on to those things. You think you're growing, but it's almost like the little mouse that's in one of those little cages that go round and round. You're just going around, but you're really not going anywhere when you have inside of you fear, resentment, anger, because it's festering. It could be laying dormant. It's only going to show up some later time in your life, and especially when you really don't want it. So individuals who are facing these setbacks, you can overcome these setbacks. You must overcome them. It's not only that you can, but I dare say you must. I say you must because you owe it to not only yourself, but you owe it to others. You owe it to God to live out your God-given divine purpose. You owe it to God to be all that he has created you. I mean, think about it. Let's just say you went out and you bought a brand new Lamborghini or, you know, Mercedes-Benz or any, you know, fancy car, and you had gotten a list of all the things that that car is supposed to do. Well, when you get that car home, you are not going to be satisfied with it doing, say, a third of what they sold you on and told you it would do, or even a half of what it's supposed to do. And more than I mean, as a matter of fact, let me just ask you that question. Let's just say you did buy one of these high-performing type cars, or, you know, and I can use another example as well, but let's stay with cars for a second. And you brought that home. What level of functionality would you want that car to perform at? You know, you give it a score, okay? Now, you may say, well, I would be satisfied if the car just operated at 20% or 60%. Okay, now, that's a whole other thing I'm going to have to address one-on-one with some people if that's your thinking. You know, no, you want this thing to operate at everything that they told you it would operate at, especially because of the investment that you made. It's not about how much you've invested, whether you invested $1,000 or $100,000. The point is you made an investment in something and you want a return on that investment. Otherwise, if there's not a huge return on the investment, then it's basically considered a bad investment, which is what happens. Actually, it's part of the reason our economy is where it's at today. As a matter of fact, if you've been listening to the presidential campaign, you will hear that one of the presidential candidates is saying that they're going to go in, they're going to look at every single thing that the government is investing money in, and they're going to remove anything that is not offering the kind of return that they are expecting. So my question is, God is expecting a great return out of you. He's invested everything. Not that he's invested a lot. Not that he's invested some things. He's invested everything. He gave his only begotten son. So he was invested in all. He's all in, y'all. He's all in. Now, what are you expecting out of that investment? What are you looking to give from that 100% investment? Are you satisfied with 30%, 60%, 70%, 90%, or do you want 100%? Do you want a full return on the investment that was put inside of you? If you do, then you've come to the absolute right place, because that's what Release Your Power is all about. That's what Coach LaLisa is all about, or Minister LaLisa, whatever you want to refer to me as. It's okay. Some call me Professor Williams. It just depends on what role I'm operating in. Or you can just call me LaLisa. Here's the thing. What return on investment are you seeking for your own life? And that return on investment is not just about you. It's about the other people that are around you. You know, God has strategically placed you in certain environments because of this return on investment. And it's just like some people have a portfolio of their investments. And what they try to do is they try to bring in other investments that will enhance the portfolio to make it better. And that's what God has done with you. He has brought you in, and they expect that investment to perform very well, very highly. They want a high turn on an investment. And God has placed us in an environment and placed you in some environments, and that you're there to enhance the portfolio, so to speak. And the question is, are you enhancing the portfolio, the environment where you are, to the level that God has invested? You see, to the level that he has invested, the return is more than just 100%, actually. It's more than 100%. And all of this is at the heart of overcoming your setback and releasing your power. Now, the person could say, well, which comes first? Do I release my power or do I overcome a setback? Do I overcome my setback and then release my power? Or does releasing my power allow me to overcome the setback? Well, I think you just got the answer right there. It's both. It's either or. Either you overcome your setback. See, here's the thing. You have the power within you to overcome every setback in your life. And every setback in your life is not a piece of trash, is not something that you ball up and throw away. That setback is also a part of your, as we like to say in the motivational speaking world, it's a part of your comeback. A setback is a setup for a comeback. All right, and I know you've heard me say this before, and people might say, well, why would you say that again? Well, have you done it yet? Have you come back yet from your setback? Well, if not, then that's why I need to say it again and again and again and again. You know, some people wonder, well, you know, why am I going to church to hear the same thing? Well, did you do it yet? Did you do what? Did you do what the preacher said the last time you were there? And then you start scratching your head and going, well then, no, so that means you probably need to hear it again. I used to wonder that same thing, and it's actually pretty funny, right? The Bible says the same thing. I mean, God has not written a new Bible in a long time. As a matter of fact, he wrote that one, and that was it. So, and he said, it better not be one thing added to it or taken from it. And that was over 2,000 years ago. And we still have it. We still use it. It's still relevant. It's relevant whether you're 90. It's relevant whether you're 9. It's relevant whether you're 9 minutes old. Babies come into the world, we're praying over them. The minute they, you know, before they get here, we're praying over them. We need the word. We need to understand what it is. What it is that we're doing. And so I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Now, I know some of you also have radio shows here on the internet. Some of you are going to be a guest here on the show. We know on Tuesday mornings we have Professor Terry Benjamin. He comes on with the Book by Book Success Project, where he highlights a different book and talks about how that book can help you in your journey. You know, you're on a journey. We're all on a journey. And that book can help you on your journey to success. What are some of the principles of the book that can help you on your journey to success? Well, I'm offering today, Release Your Power on Your Journey to Success. How that book can help you release your power. As Les Brown, Professor Terry pointed out last week, as Les Brown says, that if you do not release your power, what a great tragedy to not live up to your fullest potential. To not release your power means that you have not overcome your setbacks. That means if you do not release your power, you are allowing your setbacks to rule your life. You're allowing your setbacks to overcome you. You could have been abused. You could have been the victim of some type of a scam or situation, bad situation. You could. Some people are victims on the job. They're victims of poor management, poor leadership. Some people are in relationships and they're the victim of these bad relationships. Well, these are all adding up to setbacks that need to be overcome. We have students failing in school and then later dropping out of school. More than likely, if your child is failing, they may possibly drop out. And even if they don't, they may make it through high school but then drop out of life. How horrible, how horrible. I mean, one of the easiest things to do is to carry a child from grade 0 to 12. That's easy. I know it seems impossible. It seems hard. No, that's easy. What's harder to do is to now carry that child once they leave high school and they have absolutely no plan for the future. You know, I remember as a teenager, there was a woman who made a song. She said she had no plans for tomorrow. And we sang that song. We danced to it. Some of us made love to it. And how sad was that? You need to have a plan for tomorrow. Your child needs to have a plan for their future. Release Your Power will help you get that plan. In the very last chapter of Continuous Improvement, it touches on that. And we have some other books that we're coming out. We know it's time to do more books to help people get further. We've gotten you to the Release Your Power. Now what? Now that I've released my power, now what? So we have some other books that we're going to also write to help people, and we're excited about it. But I was so excited about this topic today, how to overcome your setback. You know, first thing you have to do is you have to, you know, check your beliefs. What is it that you are believing? Do you believe that you don't deserve to be happy? You don't deserve to be successful? You don't deserve to be, to achieve your goals? That can keep you stuck in there. See, setbacks happen to everybody. Every human being on the face of the earth. Not just in New Jersey, not just in Ohio, not just in Texas, Arizona, California, North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, North Dakota, Nevada, not just in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. No. Setbacks, not just in Canada, not just in Indonesia, not just in Japan or in China. Setbacks happen to everyone, everywhere, all the time. It is one of the most common things that will happen in a human being's life. You will face setbacks, and it's so scary when we see people trying to shield their children from a setback. It's so sad. It breaks my heart. Because, parent, you may not always be there. You may not always be there. So if you continue to shield your child from a setback, that means that one day when it happens and you're not there, that child is going to be devastated, not knowing what to do. And who knows how long it may take them to find out. Well, I hope they find a copy of my book, because my book, Release Your Power, will launch you to overcoming your setback. Both that and God's Plan for My Success. You need to get both of these books. You want to get over a setback. You want to launch an attack against the things that have come against you, child molestation, a criminal record, high school dropout, fired from good jobs, walked off of good jobs, been the victim of problems and bad relationships, all of these setbacks. You can get that book, you can read the book, and trust me, you will find the answers to that you've been looking for. You will find the answers to empower you to be a great success in life. In that book, you will find the answers to help you reach your goals, reach your dreams, become a success in life. You will find the answers there. Just reading the book, first of all, it will motivate you and it will inspire you. These books are inspiring and motivational. You will be inspired to take your life to the next level. You will be inspired to release your power. You will be inspired to overcome every setback. You may be facing homelessness. You may have had, be going through a bad divorce or separation. You need to be inspired to overcome that. You may be out of a job. You may lack education. You may not have the relationships that you want to have. You may not have plans for your life. You may not have set goals for your life. You may not understand what you should be trying to achieve in life. This book, especially Release Your Power, will really, really help you with that. Yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you, you've got to get the book, attend the workshop. You got to attend the workshop. I will teach you everything that you need in order to overcome your setback, to fix your life, to fix the problems in your life. I'm going to teach you how to move forward. Teach you how to set up a plan for your future, how to put a plan for your future together, how to understand that plan, how to launch that plan, how to take advantage of all the adversities that have happened in your life. Overcoming your setbacks is easier than you've ever thought. It can be done. It's been done by millions. Millions of people have done it. Millions of people face setbacks every single day. And you can overcome any setback. And even if you haven't figured out exactly what it was that you've done, reading the books can help you do that so that you can help someone else. You know, our children are dying, literally dying in the streets. In our schoolhouses, we got people fighting over school choice and which school is better and that school is better. This should not be so. We ought to be so busy empowering our youth, educating our youth. We shouldn't be worried about which school system is better because they all should be great. But when the people in the school building are not releasing their power, that's why we have the fight. It's not about your necessarily what degrees you hold. It is about releasing your power. I have people who come to my seminars who have never finished high school, but they're releasing their power and they're doing great things. They're overcoming their setbacks one at a time, and they're allowing those setbacks to be a setup for them to come back. And what I'm saying is that there are more people out there. There are people on the jobs. So many of the companies that have failed in this economy were failures because there were people in the company that was not releasing their full God-given power and potential, from the CEO all the way down, or from the bottom all the way to the top. It happens all the time. I've been listening to this campaign rhetoric for the past 15 days. And I'm like, you know what? I need to send them a copy of the book. They need to re-release your They really understand. So overcome your setbacks. Check your beliefs. Weigh your success options. Do you know what your options for success are? You know, a lot of people are trying to overcome their setbacks and they haven't even stopped to take a look at what success options are out there, are available, what opportunities are out there, what opportunities need to be out there. Can't find an opportunity? Well, maybe it's time you create one. Okay, if you've been looking for opportunities for the past 10 years and you haven't found one, that's a serious, serious indication that you're ready to now create an opportunity. But in order to do that, you have to get around other people who are doing that. You know, success leaves clues. Some of this stuff, you're right. Some of this stuff you can't figure out on your own. You do need someone to help you and to show you. That's why God has set it up that way, that we can network with each other. You know, you think he would have told us to fellowship one with another, to love your brethren, if he didn't want us to learn from one another? He said each should encourage another better than themselves. What in the world do we think that means? To encourage someone else better than yourself? Well, I'm excited. I know that you're excited. I'm happy that you tuned in. That's all we have time for today. Don't forget. Attend the seminar, the workshop. If you don't need it, send someone else. We're coming to a city near you. We're coming to the schools, and we're going to empower these people. You know, I believe every child can be successful in high school 100%. I'm not going with the 47%. I'm going with 100% of the people can be a success in life. And if that's you or if that's someone you know, send them to the workshop. There will be online workshops. There will be on-ground workshops here in Elizabeth. Or if we come to your city, we're coming to the schools. And it's time. And we're excited. And I know you're excited, and I can't wait. So stay in touch. See us back here tomorrow, 7 a.m. We're here on 7 a.m. on Tuesday mornings. And we have a slate of other people that we're working with. Kiva Renee, she's also on Blog Talk Radio. Our good friend Cynthia Robinson is going to be coming on next month with her broadcast. Awesome, powerful. We also have Faith the Believer, who she's also has a book club, and she has many, many powerful authors that are also able to motivate you and empower you to your success. People today they have no excuse. They have no excuse. They're, oh my God, this is so big. This is so huge. No excuses. We're coming and we're out there, and we thank you for your support. We thank you for tuning in. And until next time, keep on keeping on.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.